Hello everyone, and today's discussion would be on introduction to Selenium testing. So here our agenda is, the first point is introduction to Selenium and its different components. So let's start with the introduction of Selenium. So Selenium was, you can say, was invented by Jason Huggins and his team from ThoughtWorks. So in the year 2004. And there's a story like between the mercury and why it was named as a selenium. Mercury was something, a poison, and a remedy to it was a selenium. So that's a part of a story, but keeping aside. So then the selenium automation came into, was designed by Jason and his team members. Now coming to the components under Selenium. Selenium has different components. The one you see here, it's a Selenium IDE, Integrated Development Environment. And the second one, Selenium RC. RC stands for Remote Control, where server would come into existence when you're executing your script, where the script would need to communicate with the actual application under test. And the third component is the Selenium WebDriver. So with the currently whatever automation we do, we use the Selenium WebDriver. And the fourth component is a Selenium Grid. Especially this last component is used for doing a parallel execution on different browsers. Okay, that's the part of the Selenium Grid. So what is the first component? That's a Selenium IDE. It's mainly this, it's a plugin to Firefox and a Chrome browser, where you can record the script and run it. So it's mainly a recording and running the script. Okay, next comes the RC, but RC is not a successful one. So that replacement of Selenium RC is Selenium WebDriver currently, because in Selenium RC the server comes into picture, where we need to turn on the server for running the script. Okay, but in Selenium WebDriver, we don't, the server, there's no server involved while running the code, okay, your automated code. So in real time, we use Selenium WebDriver and grid, but nowadays companies avoid setting up the grid environment, but because that really cost more. There are some services, service provider companies, where you submit your project for grid testing and they give you the report. So that would cost less as compared to setting the environment for testing a grid. But we'll be discussing these components in detail going ahead. So here, this is what your Selenium is consisting about: Selenium IDE, Selenium RC, WebDriver, and the grid. Okay. So where the features of Selenium RC and Selenium WebDriver was merged together for Selenium 2, and some advanced concepts got implemented, added to it to become as a Selenium 3. So as just we discussed, how is the Selenium environment looks like? Here you can see the IDE. It's just a recording the script by providing the URL of your application to test. And this IDE is compatible with two browsers, only two browsers, that's a Firefox and Chrome. Okay, so once you record the script, it automatically picks the elements, web elements from the application under test and record the script.